Lord. It's been a little tough today. Had a battery go out this morning. Brother Jeff gave me a jump, and then the printer didn't want to print the message, and so I was like, you know what, devil, it's all right. We're gonna fight through this, and we're gonna do what the Lord wills. And so turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 6. And when you got it, say amen. If you don't, say wait on me. Brother Chad's already ahead of the game. There you go. Amen. Philippians chapter number 4, beginning at verse number 6. I'm going to read through 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to deliver your word, God. Touch, God, this service and this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach from the simple thought, prayer works. Prayer works. So what is prayer? The simple definition of prayer, we talked about it this morning in Sunday school, is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. Simply put, prayer is communicating with God. Communicating with God. Prayer works. I know it may sound elementary, but it's true. Prayer works. I'm sure some of you have thought that your prayers have fallen on deaf ears at times, or they haven't been heard, and you get discouraged, but I want to encourage you to keep on praying. Prayer works. Prayer works. No matter how hard the situation may come, no matter how difficult things may be, just keep on marching and keep on praying, because prayer works. You may not see, amen, the answer right then, and it may not be the answer you want, but it's all right. Prayer works for your good. Me and Guillermo were talking in the hall, and he said, you know, sometimes when we pray, the answer may be no. He said, but it's an answered prayer. Amen. That's right. And sometimes when you pray, that answer may be no, but it's all right. God answered your prayer, and prayer works. And so I want to encourage you to keep praying and to keep fighting in your prayer for whatever that need may be, whether it be a lost loved one or a healing or deliverance or whatever it may be, prayer, amen, works. The greatest success in praying is to simply do it. Don't get discouraged. Don't get, have a pity party, but just keep on praying. There is power when you pray. When you pray, strongholds are broken. Chains are loosed. Let me just tell somebody, don't give up. Just keep on praying. If you're needing a healing in your body, keep praying for it. If you know a loved one that's lost, keep praying for them. If you're knowing somebody that needs deliverance, just keep praying for them. Prayer works. Prayer works. We're living in the last days. Amen. And it's going to take prayer to win the lost. It's going to take prayer, amen, to go out and it compel them to come. And so I want to encourage you to keep on praying. Don't get discouraged. Don't feel bad. Just keep on praying. If we don't see that lost loved one, keep on praying for him. It may be years down the road. Grandma may have been praying for him, and she may have been passed on. She may have passed on, but those prayers are still carried. Amen. And later on, they may still come to the Lord. Amen. Just keep praying. So I want to go into a little bit of some testimonies today about how prayer works. Just the other day in our prayer service, the pals had mentioned Brother Riley in prayer. They had mentioned that he was having trouble with his arm and some muscle cramps. We didn't know that we would be getting a call on Thursday that Brother Riley had a heart attack. But my thought was, whenever whenever that was brought out, me and my wife were talking, it was probably those prayers that held him together, that allowed him to make it to the hospital. Because he was on the verge of having a massive heart attack. But we prayed that night for Brother Riley. We thought it was a shoulder pain and a muscle ache. But God knew what it was. God knew that it was the heart. But it was the prayers of the saints that were answered that night. It was the prayers of the saints, amen, that touched Brother Riley's body. So I want to encourage you, don't give up on your praying. Don't give in, but you just keep on pushing and keep on praying. You never know what God will do. If God lays somebody in your heart, pray for him. Amen. And so Brother Riley is an example. It's not just hearsay. Amen. It's one that we could physically see amongst our church. Prayer works. There was a lady in our church for several years, and she's moved to Florida. And her name is Sister Margie. Many of you know Sister Margie. And Sister Margie, it was very private, but she had let us know of a story or of some things going on in her body and how God had touched her. So Sister Margie was told that she had a mass on her body and wanted us to pray with her. And she had spoke to my wife about it. And we prayed, and we also gave her a prayer cloth. She would wear that prayer cloth where that spot was, where that lump was. And she was believing by faith that God was going to touch her. And the Sunday night before she went to go to get a biopsy of that mass, in service, Sister Margie said she felt something happen in her body. The spot had been causing some pain and soreness, and so she knew it was there, but something happened that night in service, and before she could feel that mass and touch it. However, that night when she went into the bathroom to check after she felt a touch from God, the mass was gone. The pain was gone. The next day, Sister Margie went in for her biopsy, and the doctor was confused because they couldn't find a mass. They didn't know what happened, but we know that God's a healer. And we know that God touched her body that night. That's not just hearsay. That's something that took place in this service. That's something that happened right here. And if God can touch Brother Riley's body and he can heal Sister Margie of a mass, how much more can he do for you tonight? How much more can he touch your body tonight? How much more can he put his healing hand on you? Amen. What a miracle has taken place. I want to encourage somebody today. Prayer works. Prayer works. I don't know who needs to hear it, but your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. God hears your prayer. God hears your heart. God sees, amen, your prayers. Amen. And sure, it'll baffle the doctors, but we know we serve a God that's a healing God, a mighty God. I want to encourage somebody tonight, if you're here tonight and you're battling something, amen, God's here. God's here. The Purtle family. I asked Sister Purtle if I could tell her testimony. Sister Purtle received the gift of the Holy Ghost in 2008. This is not hearsay. These are people that are in the house of the Lord tonight. These are people that have been in our church. These are people that have been touched, amen, by prayers of this church. Amen. Prayer works. So Sister Purtle received the gift of the Holy Ghost in 2008 when she was expecting Coco. And Brother Brian prayed through shortly afterward. That's another miracle in prayer. Mother and father prayed for their son that backslid. Brother Brian, don't mind me saying that. But you know what? That prayer worked because those mom and daddy's prayers, amen, eventually led Brother Brian back into the house of God. Prayer works. If you have a son or a daughter that's been out, that's been in the world, don't stop praying for them. Don't stop giving. Don't give up. Don't just say, oh, they're going to do them and that's all right. No, you keep praying for that loved one. You keep praying for that son. You keep praying for that daughter. You keep praying for that loved one. Amen. God sees and he knows your prayers. Amen. And he answers. Amen. So Brother Brian had prayed back through shortly afterward, and they left all the junk of the world behind them. They were sold out to God, and we see that today, and ready to live for him with all that they had. A year and a month later, they were expecting another child. However, the baby did not survive past the second month of pregnancy. The next several years would begin repeated medical complications for Sister Jen that would cause them to seek God's will in all of it. On Sunday night, Brother James Moore was preaching. This is the gentleman who just came and did our outreach service. when God gave them a promise of more children. We didn't know how or when, but we trusted the Lord, she said. Over the next 3 years, Sister Jen had several surgeries as well as several losses. That's hard, very hard. One that came very close to taking her own life. Even in these difficult times, God was moving and healing Sister Jen's body. Prayer works. One night in 2014, Brother Crosswhite prophesied to the Purtles that when they started having babies in children's ministry, that God would give them a natural baby. They continued to hold on to the promise. Let me tell you something. If God has given you a promise, don't let go. Keep holding on. Don't give in. Hang on to the promise that God has given you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hang on to that promise that God has given you. Hallelujah. Woo. Mighty God. They continued to hold on to their promise. Then later that same year, during a children's revival that Brother Brian was preaching at, a little girl received the gift of the Holy Ghost. The following Monday, they found out that they were expecting Katie. She was on the way. And now, as we all know, since Katie, there has been additions to the family like Cammie. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. In his word, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. I don't know who needs to hear it tonight, but your prayers are, amen, are being answered. If you'll just keep on, you'll just keep pressing. Don't give up. Don't back down, but you keep praying for that lost one. Amen. Little Jay, the young man that comes to our Sunday school class, is Sister Beth's grandson. His little prayer got answered. And it may not seem like a big thing to you, but to that young man, that was a mighty, mighty thing. He didn't even realize we're in Sunday school. I said, Jay, I said, you got any prayer requests? And his prayer request for the past several weeks is, pray for Misty and Clint. I want them and the family to get back in church. And little Jay was in class. I said, Jay, you got a prayer request? He said, not today. I said, Jay, you got a testimony. I said, you got a praise report. And I told him, he goes, I do. Why? Because God answered his prayer. Just the other day when Jay came with Sister Beth, Sister Misty was sitting right there in the back. God answers prayer. That little man's faith was built up. Why? Because God answered his prayer. We were sitting over here one time, and I forget who it was. I think it was Brandon or one of the children we pick up. And he said, man, we need Sunday school supplies. We need this. I said, let's pray. Let's ask God. And we began to pray. I did not know our church was going to do a school supplies drive. But we began to pray, and a week later, I said, you know what? I said, you know what happened? He said, what? I said, we're doing a school supplies drive. I said, that's an answer to your prayer. God answers prayer. What may not seem big to you is big to those kids, and God answers prayer. And so little Jay's prayer and Brandon's prayer were answered. God is just proving himself of what he can do. And if he can answer the little things, how much more can he answer those big things for you? If he can heal cancer, and if he can touch Sister Jen's body, how much more can he do for you? Just the other day, Guillermo, we've been doing Bible study. We've been praying. And he's been seeking the gift of the Holy Ghost. And God answered a prayer for Guillermo. God filled Will with the gift of the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. God filled, amen, Will with the gift of the Holy Ghost. You don't know the past he's come from. But let me tell you something. God has did a work in this man's life. God has touched, amen, Guillermo. And now what is he doing? He's reaching out. And he's able to reach out to other folks and bring them in church. Why? Because... Amen. Prayer works. Prayer works. I just want to encourage y'all tonight. Keep on. Keep praying. Pray for your city. Pray for your community. Pray for your loved ones. I got with the pals the other day. You heard the testimony of their uncle. It's a family friend that they hold really close. They call an uncle. They've been witnessing and witnessing and witnessing to him and praying for him. And just, a few weeks ago, God opened a door. And he's seen it. because these ladies were faithful in their prayer, faithful in their outreach. Amen. He seen the light come on, and he wanted to be baptized in Jesus' name. And guess what happened? He went down in Jesus' name, and he came up speaking in another language, in another tongue. God filled that man with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because prayer works. Amen. Prayer works. Amen. And if God could do it for them, he could do it for the dies. Uncle Elbow. Uncle Elbow. Brother Josh, how many years have you prayed for him? Long time. Long time. Sister Angie, how many years have you been praying for Uncle Elbow? Over 20 years. She could have gave up. But prayer works. Because what God did for the pals and their uncle, God did for Uncle Elbow. Uncle Elbow was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Uncle Elbow, amen, come out of the water speaking in tongues. Amen. God could do it. Why? Prayer works. Prayer works. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. So I want to encourage you tonight. Don't give up on your praying. Don't give up on seeking God. God answers prayer. I don't care what you're going through, what you're battling, what you've been battling. Amen. You just keep on praying and you keep touching God for that loved one. And if you're here tonight, you've never experienced the love of Jesus, he's here. And he wants to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Some of you may be asking, well, how can I experience what you're talking about? How can I get involved? How can I get the touch of the Lord in my life? Amen. You got to repent of your sins. Repentance, simply put, is a change of heart, mind, and direction. It's asking God, amen, to forgive you of your sins and being sincere in doing such. You can't just say, oh, Lord, forgive me, and then go back and do the same thing over again. That's not true repentance. I mean, you've got to ask God and sincerely say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm not going back to that dark way. I'm not going back to what I used to do. I'm not going back to those things that are bad. I'm not going back to the drugs and the addictions and the alcohol. But I'm going to walk in light. And I'm going to walk, amen, to you, God. I'm giving that thing up. I'm giving that lifestyle up. Change of heart, mind, and direction. Changing the things you loved, the way you thought, and the way you walked. The next thing is you got to be filled. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Sorry. Why do we baptize in the name of Jesus? Because anywhere you see in the Word of God, somebody's been baptized, it's always been in the name of the Lord Jesus. You've never seen them go down in the titles, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19 simply says, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That name is singular. It's not plural. They're not talking about three people, but they're talking about one. Amen. Those are simply his titles. I'm a husband. I'm an uncle. Amen. And I'm a cousin, but my name is Zachary. And guess what? He is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but his name is Jesus. And Jesus is his name. And so when we baptize by submersion, amen, putting you fully under and invoking the name of Jesus. For the remission of your sins, for the washing away. Sister Christian, as you get ready to come, amen. The next thing is you got to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I mean, just like they did on the day of Pentecost in the upper room, that mighty rushing wind came in and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared in them cloven tongues like as a fire. Amen. That's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak in tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost, just like they do in other countries. Our church has been to Honduras. We've been to Suriname and Colombia. The Holy Ghost falls the same way. When somebody receives the gift of the Holy Ghost, they speak with other tongues. Amen. And God wants to do that for somebody here tonight. Amen. He loves you. Amen. And He wants you to come to him and surrender your life to him. He has the greatest gift for you, and that's the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so I want to encourage somebody today, amen, to get a hold of God, to get, amen, a touch from him. If you've never experienced, amen, what God has for you, amen, he wants you to. He loves you. Just threw that out there. I just want to tell you, though, prayer works. And at this time, if you could stand up, I want you to think of a person that you want to pray for. somebody that's been on your heart, on your mind, somebody that's maybe needing a healing in their body, maybe needing, amen, deliverance from addiction, maybe needing a touch, whatever it may be, amen, I want you to come and begin to pray for them. If you don't have a specific name, why don't you just begin to pray for our city? Pray for Nacogdoches. And let's pray together. Lord, we love you,
nothing
Jesus.
Is it-